So while dropping me off today, my father was like, "So life's fun." Hello, we are back with
Okay.
another episode, and this one's about pretending. The one thing teenagers are in love with, except themselves. That's not true. That is the furthest thing from the truth, actually.
Oh, actually, yes. Do we
Yeah.
talk about pretending and insecurities today?
I
I mean, anything that's
mean,
connected.
I
Maybe we
think
can connect it in
they're
between.
like
Yeah.
interlinked, so.
That's right.
All of you, all of me, intertwined. No.
No. Sorry, we didn't get it.
Nor did I. Koi baat
Sorry.
nahi.
Never mind, guys.
Well, whatever. Never mind. You don't know? Okay.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
Relate, but you don't.
See,
I wish I
Ayush
could
thinks
cure
he's
these
cool.
people.
Dekho, Ayush is part of the cool crowd now. He's making so many new friends and like he's so
Says
popular.
who? Says
Says
who?
my eyes, I see it in school.
Says the literal most popular human being in our school right
No, I
now.
am not the most popular. What?
What?
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Just keep that thing going. It was fun.
No.
What? No. Yeah.
Don't try and imitate us.
And Ayush is just trying to monetize off of our whiny voices.
Anyway, so pretending.
Yes, everybody does it.
Any particular situation you guys have pretended as a recently?
All the time, right?
And like severe pretending and like you completely faked
Like
it or something.
pretending to know something you don't know, pretending to be someone you're not.
To be someone you're not
See,
in
be
that way.
someone you're not. I have never been like 100%. I've never done that. But pretending to know or pretending to vibe when I'm 100% not,
Yeah.
I've
Done
done
that.
that.
Mostly at parties, I do that. I pretend that, oh, I'm having the time of my life where I am like internally freaking out.
Right. I did that recently. We went to this like
Yes.
party, and I,
Not we, you.
yes, and I would like
We
to make.
weren't
Yeah. I went to the party.
invited.
You weren't. Everybody was invited. So I would like to make a public apology to Anvi over here, because in a few episodes back, Anvi was like a nightmare date for Anuja would be somewhere where the music was really loud and everybody was dancing and there was a lot of people. And I was like,
I'm
no,
listening.
and I was like, no, I love loud music. I like dancing. I like all of those things. So I'm gonna like a situation like that. So in my head, I genuinely truly believed that. But up until recently, when I actually experienced this for real, I realized I
Wait, you
don't.
went on a date?
Not on a, not in
Okay,
a,
okay.
it wasn't a date. But
I thought we were missing out some major
no.
life updates.
No, I didn't go on a date. Anvi, if I went on a date, you'd be the first one to know. What
Exactly.
I
And I
mean is
would have
that.
not kept quiet about it. I would have kept like taunting Anuja about it.
Fair enough. And if I go on one, I will
I
let
am
you know.
manifesting a date for you. What, like, I don't care if I get a date or not. I am manifesting for you. Yes.
Okay.
Coming back to
The
you
apology.
making
A
an
public
apology.
of.
Yes,
Yes.
I am listening.
Anvi is just like sitting in this totally upright position, staring at me like, yeah, go on. Yes, I'll go on. So, anyways, I went there and the music was really loud and the lights were flashing a lot. My head
I
hurt.
bet it was trash music.
It
And you know
was.
exactly what I mean by trash
Yes,
music.
it was like the it was not even one bottle down because that's great music. It was like nee, 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 boom. It was that. So we had that, and I did not like it.
Okay, so for all the people who are like, Anvi, how do you not know Anuja? Like, I thought you all were best friends. See, I was right. I was right. I know Anuja better than she knows herself. So this, guys, is how we're gonna end this with just Anuja making an apology. I am the greatest human being to ever walk the planet. No, see, guys, this is where pretending comes in. I'm pretending that. See, this doesn't make sense. You know what? I'm gonna let Ayush talk.
I have nothing to speak.
It's just that he's been sitting with this extremely placid expression for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's just like, shut up, bitches. Let me
exactly.
speak.
Let me
Don't
speak.
Let me speak.
Because this, the topic we've picked for today is all thanks to Ayush. And he has done like legit. He
note taking about
this.
And stuff.
He's done notes and everything. Like, this was me in like the first 2-3 episodes. Like, I used to come making notes. And now Ayush is the one doing it. We're like, Anuj and I just like here making apologies for each other.
Like, no, I love you more. No, I love you more.
Ayush is just like third wheeling us. Okay, anyway, Ayush.
Yes.
I don't have anything to say. I asked you guys a question which you never answered.
Yeah, yeah. So
a situation that you pretended.
Right. So I said, Anvi said that pretending to have more fun than you're actually having it went on to party. So this is exactly what you said. I was trying to like fit in so bad. Like I was like pumping my hand in the air, like trying to just like do what everybody does, you know, make that peace sign.
Yes.
And just like repeatedly hit the air, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
People do that all the time, and I tried doing that. I felt bad about myself because I promised I would never
see
do
this
that.
Is why I
this
stopped
is what pretending
just,
is.
I stopped going to parties. This is why I stopped.
This is why I will be stopping from now on. I learned a very important lesson about my FOMO that day. It really invalidated my FOMO, if that makes any sense.
Invalidated my FOMO.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So, for me, I think it's like, broadly what I can think about is parties.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see if I can come up with more.
Right. Ayush, do you have any situation?
Yeah. So, like, your situation very clearly tells us how FOMO affects your, the way you present yourself and how you start pretending in situations.
Exactly. Because, you know, when I, like, feel the FOMO, then I find, like, feel the need to fit in. So then I try doing things that I don't even like to do. Because I think that, oh, it'll be fun because everybody's doing it.
Hmm.
It's not fun. Spoiler alert.
You know, I feel like all the problems that we talk about in our episodes somehow just bring us back to FOMO.
It's basically our insecurity.
I had
yeah,
this like
exactly.
one person like tell me that it all comes down to the need that humans want connection with
yes.
other humans, right?
Exactly.
So that is why we do all of that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
And then they were like, I'll tell you late after the episode who it was, and then you'll be like, yeah, I can understand why they said that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, also, now that we're talking about people, Anuja just told us that this one cousin of hers listened to all our podcasts. So shout out to you, cousin.
Meera.
Thank you.
Shout
oh,
out
we can
to
take her.
Her
name.
Yes.
Okay, Meera, thank you. We really appreciate you.
The 4% Singapore, that's her.
Oh, oh my
wow.
God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sweet.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Okay, that's a little forward on me. Anyways.
DM me.
No, we genuinely appreciate
yeah,
anybody listening.
Yeah.
Much less like all of them, even like 10 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Anyways, where were we? Yes, it all comes down to
people trying to connect.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, man. You know how this line that it all comes down to people trying to connect, it so clearly justifies, I guess, everything
that
teenagers do especially.
Like, justifies how?
Justifies as in, we pretend, we get into FOMO, we overthink, we, what else? Like, even out of what we've talked, spoken about in our episodes, like, yeah, so that's, we just, all of us are just trying to connect to people and trying to make connections that we perceive to be great, but maybe they're not. And for that reason, we pretend. And like, trust me, if you do need to pretend to build a connection, please stop.
It's not worth it. Fair enough.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Anvi, drop in.
Yes. So, the same thing, like, pretending, I feel like, usually comes in when you feel that the other person won't exactly accept you.
For who you are. Hmm.
And usually these relationships with a person, like, it
won't
does not
last.
Obviously have to be like, It can be anything from like it being a relative to it being a friend to it being even like a teacher and like obviously the romantic side of it. So maybe like try looking for then again the connections which are real and you know they're not conditional.
Exactly.
Just I feel like sometimes the best relationships with people are the ones you don't expect. The unexpected ones.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
The best.
Where you give everything without any expectation.
Exactly. Like, right. I think that's something like, you know, the one I said, ki, the unexpected one, I think that is what kind of happened with the three of us as well.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Anuj and I obviously knew each other for a long time, but like, we never got to talking in the way that we did like a year and a half back. And obviously, Ayush was like a very new person in our lives. And we
just like made the decision to reach out to this random ass person with like
a very spontaneous,
zero expectations.
It was a very spontaneous action that we did. And obviously, we tried to keep it professional. But then again, like, you know, while doing it, we got to know each other.
In the first 15
it
minutes.
It wasn't anything, wasn't like nothing was planned.
Right.
So that kind of like worked out great
in
the long
term. It did.
So maybe just like go with the flow and like don't try and control things. Because I feel like when you're pretending, you're just trying to control the situation.
Oh my God. That is exactly.
That is because usually why I pretend.
Exactly.
Like either to know someone or to be someone. It's because I'm just trying to take control of the situation. Because
in the end, you're like so scared of like things going wrong. Is that like if I just control everything, if I just plan everything, if I just be this way and don't say these set of phrases and these things, everything will be fine. I'll have fun. Yes. I'll finally be happy. But it doesn't happen. You're actually only happy when you don't do those things.
Exactly. Like not being in control sometimes has worked fabulously.
Exactly.
Because I am one person, I'm gonna admit, I do feel the need of being in control
of my
own situation, like situations with people around me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, like it's only like very recently I've stopped like trying to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm just going to let certain things happen on their own, and things have turned out beautifully.
Yeah, they're working out now.
Yes.
Like people are like, when they're like, just go with the flow. When they used to say that, I'd be like, what is that supposed to mean? I'm like, I'm into the idea, but when does the flow start?
Yes, like, can I control where the flow starts?
Can I control how fast the flow is? So, it's all those things that go on in your mind, but it all comes down to the fact that you should just let things be.
Mm.
And certain things are not under your control. And if you're
laissez-faire, I don't know, I don't think I'm pronouncing it right, but like this is one term which was written in our legal studies book. It just means let it be.
What is the word?
Laissez-faire.
Like it's some foreign phrase?
Yeah, I think it's like French or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm pronouncing it right, so nobody like on Instagram or like in the review section would be like, Anvi, you're pronouncing it wrong. Okay, I don't know French. I just remembered this word, this phrase being in our legal studies book. They were just like describing this
like
one form of like government. Yeah. So anyway,
yeah.
So just like let it be.
Hmm.
Like about the topic, to sum up your guys' situation, you guys pretended to fit in basically. Both the situations, you going to the party and like vibing, pretending to vibe. And then you like you saying certain stuff for trying to get control. That's again you're trying to fit in. I had a very personal thing where I guess I was trying to escape reality. I was like getting delusional, whatever that, however you pronounce that. So it was a very personal thing where I pretended to myself that okay, I am in a certain way. Like basically, I'm Ayush the Great. So I won't do such stuff. I won't do X stuff. I won't feel this emotion. I won't basically live a life that's genuine. I live in my own world, which is again pretending. And when you yourself are detached from reality, it gets difficult for like other people to get to know your you, to get connected with people.
That happens with me.
I guess that happens with everyone.
I live in
it's
my own fantasy world.
Right.
And a lot of times I fail to understand where that fantasy world ends and reality starts.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because like your brain's like internal monologue is just so like entirely
like,
pessimistic sometimes that you like
and I'm a very pessimistic person, and also you know, the things I said, like connecting to what I just said and connecting to the point I made previously, I have these like conversations in my head, like, okay, this is the situation, to sort it out, I'm gonna say exactly these lines to the person.
Exactly.
And then a lot of times that does not work out.
Yeah, because you can't control other person.
Exactly.
The other person.
So the moral of the story is, guys, que sera sera.
I do not know what that means, but I do know the song.
It means whatever will be
will be. Okay. Yeah, that's the following lyric in the song.
If you haven't heard the song,
I
know you haven't.
I haven't heard it.
Please go and listen.
I've seen it in some memes or something, but yeah.
In memes?
How yeah, I mean like on some Instagram
in
posts.
In some reels.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have Ayush listen to the song after this.
My God, okay. He called K Sara Sara a meme. I just can't get over that. It's not a meme, my friend. It's a lifestyle.
Yes, it is a lifestyle. Exactly.
Yes, I did like that song, and also I think some like lady covered it with like, I don't know, she was a ginger haired lady and that went she covered it like vocally and it went like viral on the reels, and that's what I heard. I did not hear the original.
Yeah,
I remember
that is what led me to the original one.
Okay.
So, but I for the first
no,
time
I already
I heard,
knew the original one.
Yeah, I know where you heard it from, some teacher
of our teachers introduced us to the song.
Right
just a lovely
just
teacher,
like
man.
Gen Z kids getting all their song references from reels. You know, sometimes, you know, you like a song and, you know, you even though you know you're not the only person who knows it, you start believing that, arre, ye toh mera hi hai.
Yes.
And then it goes viral on reels. And then you're like, stop!
You're heartbroken.
Arre, I know. I do that gatekeeping thing where, you know, I'm going to be listening to, I'm like, oh my God, I love this song. This is my favorite song. I'm not going to let anyone know about it.
Yes.
And then like someone brings it up, I'm like, stop. You're not supposed to know this. This is my song.
You're not
you
supposed to know
this. You could
be
dead the next minute if you don't know that, right?
You peasant-like person with your
and
peasant-like
then I,
taste.
I quote-unquote pretend to be okay with it while I just want to pull the other
you pretend, Ranvi. You pretend. See,
just trying to drive the conversation back to what we have in store for the listeners today.
Yes. There was also something that I wanted to add, I've forgotten. Give me a second, I'll recollect. Right, I was gonna say that this what Ayush said is like an entirely internal pretending to yourself, and then the kind of instances that we mentioned, we meaning Anvi and me, were kind of like for the validation of others, so an entirely external one. But what it is that both of these transcend into the other. What that means is that if you internally pretend, it's gonna affect your behavior, obviously, and that's gonna transcend into you behaving differently and not like who you are,
yes,
obviously. And same with like the other thing wherein like you pretend to be something you're not, and in some way you start believing that nee, main toh aise hi hoon, or you justify to yourself, no, I'm like this only, so it's okay. I'm not pretending.
Wait,
this is me only.
That brings up a memory of mine a few days, not even a few days, like several days back. So I was talking to a friend of mine, like there was just the two of us, and we were having a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then another friend group of mine came, it was like passing by, and we stopped and we started talking. And I guess I regretted it like minutes later, I still like started making fun of the person I was talking to previously, and just cause like everyone in the friend group was making fun and I joined in too, because apparently I'm that cool kid who was with the group and a part of the band. And then I regretted it, and I guess that's what brought up the idea of talking about this on the podcast this week. That's it.
Real life inspiration.
Yes.
But, you know, like a kind of disconnect from the previous conversation. How we're portraying it, we're making it seem as if it's, like, all bad and it's negative. It is. Up to an extent, it is. But at times, I feel it's good. It's like an art. Pretending's an art.
Wait, so
the
are
art
you,
of pretending.
Like, implying that sometimes pretending is just, like, saving yourself from...
Yeah, I mean, isn't that where it begins?
Yeah.
It is, like, what is that defensive measure that
you're
take?
You're just trying to mask your true self.
You're just trying to protect yourself from the bad that is the
right,
world.
Right.
because people will say things and people will do things. You're like, okay, I'll pretend to be this
way. Yes, because usually when we pretend to be someone we're not, it's usually this, not perfect, but like kind of perfect form of you. And you feel like if you seem perfect to other people, they can't like attack you or like break you in a way.
Right. I, for one thing, have this thing where I go in front of people and then I start feeling, I start feeling a little buzzed on like happiness and laughter and all of that. And it's not necessarily always with close people. So it's with people I've just met and I start laughing at a joke that I've just made. And then I get mildly manic and then I just keep laughing all the time. And then people think I am weird. And that is, I do not want to do that. So I will not talk to you if you're a new person. And yeah.
To me personally, this habit of Anuja where she's just like gonna meet a new person, like be very open with them and be like loud and like just herself. I love that part about you.
That is something I can't do.
Like it takes a lot of time for me to like be
yourself,
my wild self in front of people.
Thank
Same
you.
Here.
Bro. That is so nice of you though. Because I
No, that is something
like
I admire very much about Anuja, because I know like the thing I do, it takes time for people to like get to know me in and out. Mm-hmm. Like when they do, I just can't shut up. Like I am the most obnoxious.
And I like that about you.
And I feel like somewhere Ayush also does the same thing as me.
Yeah.
But like on the surface, he tries to be all cool and chill and like minimum conversation.
He's like, I'm the cool, mysterious,
quiet guy. He does that. He plays that card with everyone.
But he's actually turkey.
No, but then like eventually, like slowly when you start getting to know him, he like, you find out that there's more to this person.
Yeah, there's more nuance. There's more likes and dislikes. There's certain things that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Much like any other person,
yes.
Of course.
Exactly. I do the same thing. I pretend. Everyone pretends. Wow.
You know, I saw this like one reel, like more on the lighter side, where you know, I try to pretend to be the shy, mysterious girl,
but I just can't shut up.
Exactly.
See, that is me.
Yes. Exactly.
In the beginning, I think I just can't help but being shy and like not mysterious, but like. If you spend, like, even the minimum amount of time with me, like, if you give me thodu sa attention, like, do you spend time with me for, like, a good bit, I will not shut up after it. I will not.
Toh acha lagta
you people humko. Are witnesses. Ask any of my friends. Like, ask anyone who's, like, close to me. They will tell you the same thing. At first, Anvi is shy and, like, quiet. Like, she does not speak. It takes a lot for her to, like, get her to speak. And then I just can't shut up.
Hmm.
Ayush is laughing. Ayush, I can see you laughing.
I am laughing.
He's like, control it. Pretend. Perfect. Mask. Oh my god. And then he's like,
oh, pretending. You know, to not pretend is tearing off a layer of your personality. Not personality. Wait, I was trying to go for something super philosophical. I messed it up. Ruko, give me a minute. Let me form it nicely.
Alright, until you form, I was saying this before we drifted off again. So I mean, I don't think pretending is like wrong or right. We're trying to put it on the like right or wrong scale.
But it depends on the context so much.
It does depend on the context. It depends more on how, why did you do it?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretending.
And also, like,
not...
to what extent are you doing it?
Exactly.
Sometimes, you know, you just like pretend to laugh at your stupid relative, stupid jokes. That is an acceptable pretending. But if you pretend to be with this group and perfect, and you know, mean girl like to, you know, and you crave this idea of having the perfect, most beautiful, happy life, and you that is taking it too far.
Okay.
But that is again a very black and white situation, right? There's so much like endless gray
exactly.
in between it, except drugs.
Yes.
That's not gray.
So you see, like to like not pretend and just be who you are, it's like to not pretend is stripping off a layer of your insecurities.
That is your philosophical.
No, that hit hard.
That is.
You know
that
how...
I worked on it.
Yeah.
See, yes.
So if you just like give me a 30
seconds, yes. If you give 30 seconds,
I will make
be...
sense. I can't do this spontaneous talking thing, okay?
Yeah.
And yet I have a podcast. See you guys. Life is
only
Anvi
has a podcast. We are not there. Anvi or
I have a podcast with these two other very amazing, beautiful humans.
Oh!
Oh! Anuja is like legit dead on the floor laughing.
I'm a beautiful person!
Of course you are. Because a lot of times Anuja's, you know, like, it's like, no, because like, I'm not pretty. So, like, she often does that and I'm like, Anuja, pretty is temporary. At least let them hear. What I said was pretty is temporary, but beauty is eternal. People are going to be so pissed.
I myself am pissed.
I'm going to cut off the screams.
Please do.
No, you're not going to cut off the screams. That is genuine emotion.
Yeah, but you were like there, so maybe it isn't that loud to the
obviously.
Let's hope. RIP headphone users.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry.
We do this every time.
I'm sorry. I apologize on Anuja's behalf because Anuja does not apologize to a lot of people. Although she did make a very public apology today, which I appreciate. But wow, then again, what about all the other times you called me stuff, huh?
Acha. Right? She was like this amazing, beautiful human being. Beauty eternal. And now she's like, what about the other apologies? What about the other names you called me? Bitch. I'm not gonna apologize for anything. My life, my rules. Bitch.
Okay.
So that brings us to the end of yet another shitty ass episode. And please do not follow. Please do not
let Ayush do it. Aaj Anuja is not in the right senses to do our outro. Let Ayush do it.
Okay.
Please do not forget to follow us.
Don't do that.
Okay, it's fine.
I feel like every time he does this voice, and you know, like, because usually, like, I am sitting next to Ayush, and like, I have to hit him every time he does this.
Yes.
I do that every time. Still, he does not listen.
That is his job.
This is not going on. This is not going on there. This is just like us fighting like three little bachchas. It's like this is a sibling fight.
That is
like mom.
My big bro is screaming.
Technically, I'm the big sister here because Ayush is how many months younger?
You're the oldest of us.
Yeah, I am the old. Oh my god, is this why I'm the mom? So someone called me the mom.
Someone looking at
Anuja. Yeah, so someone said I was the mom.
You've tried it like four times at this point.
So yeah, stubborn. You people don't know it, but so I tried stubborn. It four times. Don't worry, I'm gonna edit it out. Yeah, so someone said ki I was the mom of the group. And I think I agree. Not denying it, guys. This is me owning up to my truth.
That owning person my truth. Gave what a very precise... Okay, he gave a very precise description of us.
How pretentious can a human being get? Looks at Anvi.
That too, after we've just spoken about it.
I know people more pretentious than me. I'm gonna name drop after we finish recording. So that is it. Follow, like, give us reviews.
Do not forget.
Share it with your friends, man.
Do not forget to DM on the Teenage Insta account. And also don't forget to follow on the Teenage Insta account. DM us with like the most hilarious situation that you've been in, that you had to pretend, you know, try to like balance out all of that negative, toxic pretending with some of that relative Indian shadi pretending, you know, just balance the skills.
You know what
out.
I really want to do, like, you know how sometimes you have to go to random like weddings, like not relative weddings, but like, for example, it's like your parents' friends, someone's wedding. I just want to go there and like pretend I can't speak Hindi and English and just be like, and like either speak like a regional language or like start doing a very bad impression of French. Just to see what happens.
You do you, Anvi.
Yes.
Listeners, you do you. Do what peasants do, which is listen to us.
Okay, and like share this with your parents, your friends, your relatives. Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.